Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science at the University of Arizona. Today, it gives me great pleasure to interview Zach Westman. Zach, how's it going?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me. I'm actually working in two different research projects. One of them is with Dr. Evelino Saez. We are looking at contaminants in dust from mining in Arizona. And my other project is working with Dr. Paul Blowers, looking at the global warming potential of fluorinated hydrocarbons.
What exactly are you doing to understand dust from mine tailings?
Specifically, I'm looking at mathematical modeling of dust particles in the atmosphere through a canopy of vegetation on top of mine tailings. The idea is that by planting vegetation over mine tailings, it will hopefully block some of the wind blowing through, and as a result, the dust particles will stay put and we'll get less contaminants in the air from mining, like lead and arsenic.
And let's talk about research project two, global warming and...
Right. So the other project that I'm doing is looking at the global warming potential of fluorinated hydrocarbons in the atmosphere. The genesis of the project started with looking at refrigerants specifically. Hydrofluorocarbons and chlorofluorocarbons are both known contributors to global warming, and they have been largely phased out thanks to protocols like the Montreal Protocol and the Kyoto Protocol. And an emerging type of refrigerant now is perfluoroamines, which are large fluorinated hydrocarbons that are used as refrigerants. And their global warming potential hasn't really thoroughly been analyzed yet. So we started this project by trying to determine the global warming potential of these compounds through theoretical and computational chemistry. It is a large-scale project with molecules that large, so what we've been doing recently is expanding into smaller compounds to try to relearn some of the work that my professor did about a decade ago so that we can get a better understanding of what's going on and hopefully transfer it to larger molecules.
And so how do they play a role in global warming? What happens?
What happens when you use any kind of chemical in any industry, basically, is that it has a potential to escape into the atmosphere where it remains. So one of the things we do is look at their atmospheric lifetime.
Okay, so how long it'll exist in the atmosphere.
Yeah,
okay.
How long it'll stay in the atmosphere. And then we look at how it can affect global warming by blocking sunlight from reflecting back out into the atmosphere. And then we usually compare it to a reference compound, usually carbon dioxide.
Okay.
And that's how we determine
greenhouse gas.
That's right. Okay. And that's how we normally determine global warming potential.
So that's awesome. So that's it looks like you're doing a local scale research project on mine tailings in Arizona. And then you're also doing a large scale global type of project and looking at the effects of chemicals on global warming.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay. So doing amazing stuff. It's great to hear you're in two different labs. Okay, so what are your professional goals?
I'm in my senior year here at the University of Arizona, and in the next month or two, I guess, I'll be starting to apply to graduate schools. I'm hoping to pursue a PhD, probably in chemical engineering. Eventually, I'd like to turn that into a full-time research career. That's where I feel like I can make a difference.
All right, so when you're going through your two different research projects on campus, what are you kind of music are you listening to?
I've been listening to a lot of Oh Wonder lately. They're a small indie group.
Cool. Well, thank you for all your hard work, and it's awesome to have you at the University of Arizona, and we look forward to all your future research accomplishments.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.